Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. So the 4th of July is officially this weekend. People have been no doubt waiting all year for this particular holiday, and the Perry Chamber is ready to get back to a little bit more normalcy, as last year was a little different due to the height, per se, of the coronavirus pandemic. So what should people expect from the 4th of July celebration this weekend in Perry?
Yeah, so it's really exciting that we're getting back on track with our traditions. We've got what the chamber coordinates is going on full steam ahead. There might be some other activities that sometimes happen, sometimes don't happen, that aren't. But as far as what the chamber coordinates, we have all four of those items to check off the box that are happening this year. So the day will get started with the parade. Lineup is at 10:30 at the East Perry Plaza. There is an optional registration on our website, so people can, you know, say what organization they're from, contact information. That helps us out. So in case you are a prize winner of the top three floats, then we know how to get a hold of you to get your Perry Bucks as prizes to you. So we appreciate that. And a number of people have asked about registration, so we thought that that was a good option to do this year. It is optional, so you can still show up day of if you're on the fence whether you're going to participate or not. But the lineup will take place at 10:30. There will be volunteers there to help get people lined up, and then right at 11:30 it'll take off. It'll go down Willis Avenue and head west towards the park, Patty Park. So go all the way through town just about, and then turn south at Patty Park and fizzle out from there. So lots of places for people to watch the parade. Still time to get a float together and participate in the parade.
So in terms of some of those returning events that are going to be coming back this year that weren't held last year due to the pandemic, you know, what are some of those normal events that people can expect from the Perry Chamber this year as a little more normalcy returns?
Right, so we will have vendors at the park. We have about 20 vendors lined up. Most of those are food vendors, but then there are other options for purchasing items from those vendors as well. So that'll happen at Patty Park on the east side of the park. So definitely after the parade, stop down for lunch. There should be dinner options as well. So it's just nice to get out and enjoy that. There will not be any additional activities at the band shell during the afternoon. There will not be any water fights or anything like that, but we will have the vendors at the park as kind of getting back into things. And then in the evening, we'll get back to our normal programming with live music at the band shell with the music act Stranger Than Fiction. They're from Ames, so that'll be a great band to come out. Bring your lawn chairs. It's a BYOB, bring your own baskets event, just like Friday Fest. There might still be some vendors there in the evening to grab some dinner, but it's just kind of a casual opportunity to hang out, listen to music on a nice summer night, and then we will have the finale with the fireworks, even bigger and brighter than we normally have. So I'm really excited about that with all of the successful fundraising that we've done this year. So those four items that the chamber puts on will continue this year. We've got the parade, vendors in the park, live music, and the fireworks.
Now, in terms of those fireworks, now we've talked about it before, the fireworks are going to be bigger and better than they probably have ever been here in Perry due to the fact that all of the fundraising ventures that have taken place this year for the Perry Chamber and the fireworks drive have been wildly successful, and the Perry Chamber has far surpassed that goal of $12,500. And actually, a little bit of money came in not that long ago from Family Credit Union here in Perry. So could you just talk a little bit about the fireworks drive as a whole this year, and also that last little bit of money that just came in here recently?
Yeah, I think it's a great community effort that happens for months and months, so it feels like we've been talking about it for a long time now. We kicked it off in March for the Big Boom Bracket Battle, and then we carried it forward with the live radio pie auction. We had the grocery bill roundup at the stores, but then anytime people could also do their own bit of donations, you know, whether it's $5, $50, it all adds up. And so even businesses have done their own pools, like the Family Credit Union. They did their own internal fundraising, which added up to be pretty significant, $817. And so that was really exciting to have that come through. And then there will even be the Bucket Brigade at the parade, with the junior class will be walking the parade and asking for donations as they go. Half of that will go towards their junior class fundraising. Half of that will go towards next year's fireworks. So it's just great to get started sooner than later, and then we can plan for an even bigger show next year if all goes well next spring.
So in terms of that, you know, what should people expect from that fireworks show this year? Should they expect much larger than usual than what they might have expected in the past? Or I don't want you to tip your hand on everything, but you know, what should people expect?
Yeah, we've worked with a company that this is what they do professionally. And so I've seen the list of different fireworks. I could rattle off some names, but I don't know if they would mean anything to anyone. But these are larger shells than people can purchase at the various fireworks tents around town. So it should be significantly different, you know, from what you can do in your own backyard to, you know, what we are putting on as a community. So bigger show, it should last a little bit longer. There's going to be some special effects, you know, different special ones added in there as well with this add-on that we've been able to do. So that'll just be really exciting. That's happening right at 9:30, right at that dusk time period. So you can look forward to that. A lot of people check it out at the park, but then people park all around town, the Hy-Vee parking lot and other parking lots to get a good show that way. And this will all be on Sunday, July 4th. I just want to reiterate that because there has been some question as far as when things are happening because it falls on a Sunday. But that's why the parade is a little bit later this year, but everything is happening on Sunday, July 4th.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to ongoing events with the Perry Chamber of Commerce or anything else that might be coming back?
Just one thing is that we are bringing back our chamber coffees. These are our monthly networking events for members, community members to get together at a host business. They will start out being on the second Friday of each month at 8 a.m. And Hy-Vee is our very first host of the year. So we'll get back started with those monthly activities. And that'll be something where we'll be seeking more hosts throughout the year. And it'll be nice to gather in that way again. And before we know it, we will have our third Thursday special event at the Farmers Market. That'll be Public Safety Night. And so that'll be right around the corner on July 15th.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.